fourth parak of Yuma Mishnah Alpha, going back to the Seder Hayom on Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol went to the eastern side of the Azara, near the entrance of the Azara, and there were two Seirim there, and there was a Sgan and Rosh Beit Av, Sgan Yamin, Rosh Beit Av, the Smona, two Kohanim next to him, and now they had in front of them this lottery with the two pieces, one saying Hashem, one says Lazot. Helosh Nei Goyrolos. He picked in his hands two of these lotteries. Echad Kotev LaShem, Echad Kotev LaZot. One says, in one hand he has a piece of lottery that says that it's LaShem, and the other one it says LaZot. Asgan B'Yamin Rosh Beit Av L'Smoyle. The sky, as we mentioned before, was on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, and the Beit Av was on the left. Im Shel Shem Olav Yamin Asgan O'Aymer Yishu Kohen Gadol Hag B'Yamincho. If the right hand had the one that said Lashem, so the Sgan would tell him, pick up your right hand. Im Shel Smoil, Im Shel Shem Olav B'Smoilo. If his left hand had the one, then Rosh Beit Av O'Yom Yishu Kohen Gadol Hag B'Smoilcho. If the one who was closer to the hand that had the shame would be the one who would tell him to pick up the hand that has the shame. Not no Ashnei Aseirim. And now they would put it on the two Seirim. And it's right hand Lashem. The right story would be the one Lashem. V'oimah Lashem Chatos. And he would pronounce Lashem Chatos. And Rabbi Shmuel Oimah Loyetzach. Oimah Chatos El Lashem. It was enough to say Lashem. V'inamratah Boshen Kvay Malchus El Oilam Boy. And this is another time, which when he said the name of Lashem, the Kedusha of the Taira, then everybody who was there would bow down and say, Boshen Kvay Malchus El Oilam Boy.